There was no other in Burnaby, though. No other hotel in Burnaby on Kingsway.
Not that I know of, no. The old Douglas Road down here is called Canada Way now. Well, that was known first as the Hastings Road there. At one time in the early days, they were on a stagecoach through there, through. And we worked on that, the brother and I, when they macadamized it first, around about 1911. We worked right through the boundary road, you know.
Oh, yes.
There's quite a lot of all horses, and they had the rock crusher sitting right where Canada Way and the old Douglas Road converge there.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And they're below that about a block, there was the rock crusher in there, and we worked on that with our horses there. Lots of, quite a few bear and one thing and another around the sides there. You used to scare the dickens out of the horses. Horses were very scared of bears,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they would be.
And we worked on that for a long time there until they macadamed right through, and the macadam was on the road, I guess, about, they just macadamized it about 8 to 10 feet wide, you know, anymore,
yeah.
You know. And Burnaby here was, when we come out in 1906, you know, it was quite a wilderness here.
Oh, it must have been, yes.
All around this district here, with all my grandchildren, kind of look at one another and think that I'm stepping on a line when I tell them I used to hunt all through here.
Yeah.
This was just thick bush all the way through here, you know.
Yeah.
And between here and the old Royal Oak Hotel, there was what was known as the Hat Cook place. That was is now American Motors are in there. You know, right up by Waltham and Gilley.
American
Motors,
yes.
And there's quite a big warehouse right opposite. I mean, right opposite from where that controversial apartment house was, that
right.
They, you know,
yeah,
the
brother
that the BC bought.
Yes.
It run into an angle piece, McGitchie. You know, it run,
yeah.
Imperial runs this and Kingsway runs here, run an angle. Well, I helped, neighbors used to help one another,
yeah.
And Dad would send us up and help the old Hat Cook to take in his hay and like that. And I remember he used to always have it down, it was all well water. There was no water here then, you know.
No.
And he used to have, well, he said we'd stop now, you know, and we'll have a beer. And he'd I was just a youngster at the time. He always had 2 or 3 bottles stuck down way down the well, about 30 feet, you know.
Wasn't that place a roadhouse at one time?
That was way later on. It was called the Red Roof then.
Oh, after Hat Took's left.
Yeah,
well,
that was
it?
The.
Was this on Kingsway, facing Kingsway? Or?
That faced Kingsway. It was a good sized home too.
Yeah.
And between there was the Hat Cook place, and there was Tidball's place, which is right opposite where Grimmer Avenue comes in. And then the next place you hit was the old Royal Oak Hotel.
Ah, yeah.
And Grimmer's, they were old timers. That Grimmer Street was named after them.
Yeah.
That was the,
yeah.
Oh, there's all, what's up there now? That's
Grimmer? Well, the.
Up where Tidball's place. What's opposite there now? That spa, isn't it, or something?
Oh. Yeah, I think that's at Grimmer.
Yeah.
And Grimmer goes back behind the Legion, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's right, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right. It cuts off to an angle right to Royal Oak Avenue there.
Now, what was Kingsway, of course, was just a dirt road.
Yes.
You know.
We worked on it with our horses there when they macadamized it there,
you know,
and they had the rock crusher right from 10th Avenue to the boundary, and they went right through the boundary road. And right opposite the hotel, say, was here, and right off Royal Oak Avenue, and then the other side, that's where the rock crusher stood there.
Right.
And all around through there, and the woods and that, they put trails and on places, and they had certain number of teams and wagons pulling in rock, and they had their own rock crusher, and they crushed it there. And of course, the Burnaby was starting to move quite a bit in real estate, one thing, and then, you know, and they macadamized it right too. Well, then it wasn't, Kingsway wasn't paved until, I think the first time I ever recall it was 1913. That's when they paved it, and it used to be laughable. It wasn't as wide as it is now, and they had At each intersection, there was lots of them where the streets come in. The kings were all along used to go over like that.
Oh,
when the first cars come out, you know, then instead the young fellows used to get quite a kick.
I guess.
You think they were going all the leap direction. Then they widened it out after that. And
about how wide was it when they first, just a double lit?
Well, I imagine the road in itself was 66 feet. Mm-hmm. That's about what I'm thinking was.
Yeah.
Of course, mind you, there was nothing done in the boulevards. Boulevards were all, you know, practically bush. They did finally get them cleaned up as they went along, you know. But years back, I recall when I was born in Vancouver in 92, and the old New Westminster used to have their exhibition and that. Mm-hmm. Down here, you know. Well, I recall one of the chaps that was keeping company with my sister at the time, that was the eldest sister, and they took the day off and they got in a horse and buggy, and that's what they used to do in them days, you know.
Yeah.
Right over there in a horse and buggy. Of course, the old trams finally run, you know.
Right.
And I remember my mother was quite concerned because it got quite late in the
day. Oh.
They were very old-fashioned them days, and she wondered where Maggie had got to. But however, they landed all fine, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just horses then, you know, on the road. As a matter of fact, when we come here in 1960, there were several that was here ahead of us, you know. People by the name of Gray, that was Dave Gray. He was a teacher for many years. He's passed away here a while ago. And there was Sandals and Kiefer's. It's called McKay Avenue. It used to be Kiefer Road
time. Was it?
And there was the Silvers. Mr. Silver was a counselor here. They had that property where the old Ford, you know, where the Ford plant was on Kingsway?
That was
the stone wall along the front.
Right, yeah.
Trams weren't run when we come here, but once every hour. There was no cutoff then. The tram used to come along and cut off right at Gilly Avenue, where the old freight runs now, go Prairie Mart there. That was where Gilly Station was, right where the Prairie Mart stores.
Yeah.
And they come up to Edmonds and run straight down Kingsbury, right down 12th Street, right to the barns there, right to the tram station in Westminster there.
When did they start going along Edmonds? Or did they ever go along Edmonds? No, they didn't.
No, they never did. After that, Miss Beachy, from Highland, what was called Highland Park, and that's at Buller Avenue, the car, instead of coming up to Edmonds, say this way, they put on what they called a cutoff, and it run angle ways to a certain extent that would follow quite a bit Rumble Road, Rumber as it goes through, and it run right through and made a sort of a shortcut rather than come up to Edmonds, you know. And at that time they stopped the car running there, and they used to run a car up as far as Edmonds, and they run one from Edmonds to Highland Park, just a short run back, and then one used to continue right through up to 6th Street and down 6th Street into Westminster, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I never can get these interurban routes straight. I have a terrible time sorting them out. I have a terrible time sorting these interurban routes out.
Well, it was the original old Central Park line that run right from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I recall years back when we lived on I was an East End kid. We lived on Campbell Avenue. I wouldn't want to be living around there now. And the cars used to pass that way at night, you know.
Yeah.
And and go across a bridge. The bridge is all done away with now, and right straight up through what's called Venable Street.
You know, remember, yeah.
And cut away through that way, and towards Cedar Cottage, and then they run from Cedar Cottage right through to Westminster, and that was quite a busy place at the time.
Yeah.
There we used to put as kids, you know, how we used to put the two horseshoes across like that and put it on the track, and when the trams come over, of course they welded them together, you know. That was something the kids could quite a kick.
I should say so.
Yeah.